Okay, so welcome to Young, Beautiful, Successful. We're recording late at night. Daniel is here. Say hey.
Hey, how are you?
You all know Daniel. So glad to have you back on here, Daniel. Thank you.
Thanks for having me for a little voice review.
It's always a pleasure to have you. So much to discuss.
Yes.
It is premiere week of The Voice. And I guess to get us started, as we know, Ariana signed on. I was pretty surprised. What was your reaction when it was first announced that she was doing The Voice?
I was kind of like, interesting pivot, but I was excited for it. But I don't know. I just never saw her doing something like this. But I guess she has always been a fan of it. And, you know, maybe she was bored and like, let's just do this.
Yeah. So. It does seem like a lot of the tweets were coming out this week of her tweeting back in like 2011 that she was watching the show. So she definitely is a longtime fan. And also it came out that she's allegedly making $20 million to do this. Mm-hmm. So I do think The Voice actually does get a lot of A-list people. Like when I was looking up, like Christina Aguilera's done it, Miley, Alicia Keys. So I do think that they're able to get these A-listers because they're paying them a lot, millions, literally.
Yeah.
Had you ever watched The Voice before?
Maybe like a while ago, like when I lived not in New York, when I lived back in Florida. Yeah. So maybe like 7 years ago. I don't know, but I'd watched it. I'd never really taken part in it though. Like as active as I'm going to be this season. But what about you?
Yeah, same. No, I don't think I've ever watched a full season. Maybe I've watched some auditions before. Obviously, I'm familiar with the premise, which is kind of like what The Voice is famous for, are these blind auditions, which we're going to be seeing over the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. Because the whole point is like, it's not about what you look like. It's about truly just your voice. So I guess we can get started with the episode. So
I have my little notes.
Oh, you took notes. So did I. Okay.
Okay, good.
So, well, anything else before we jump into the episode, the first episode?
No, I just like am so excited to like have her on TV. Like, I don't know. It's so fun to like watch her in this capacity, but we can get into that. Like, it's just definitely so random. It's like the stand comes out every, like we have like a new release now with new episodes.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. It's fun to watch.
Yeah. So true. So the first episode last night on Monday kicked off with a host performance. So we had Ariana and Kelly Clarkson together singing Respect.
Yep.
Kind of iconic. Like I thought, also, Kelly has an amazing voice. I feel like she's kind of underrated as a vocalist. So I was really impressed by Kelly because obviously I always expect the best from Ariana. Mm-hmm. But both of them together was like powerhouse.
Literally so. And like, yeah, it was so good. And I wasn't expecting, I knew that they do stuff like that, but I was not expecting it to be this kind of like epic to begin with.
Yeah.
But yeah, like what was Ariana wearing though?
Yeah, so that was definitely interesting. Okay, it was interesting that all the other judges were in very simple all black outfits, but Ariana was in a hot pink like tank top, corsety top, and then like belt pink matching bell bottoms and a white cowboy hat.
Yeah, like what?
Her style is really evolving right now.
I'm just like confused as to like, how does that have anything to do with the song? It's not a country song. It's an Aretha Franklin song. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't get it. I mean, she looks good in everything that she puts on. But I was just like, what's the cowboy hat for?
That's like, true.
I would expect that maybe if she ever does like a duet or something with Blake, because we'll be getting lots of performances like that with the coaches, and then like the coaches, I think they like sometimes sing with their teammates, and I don't know what the thought process was behind it, but we still love it.
Yeah. So I actually have I've had a couple of spies on the ground at these tapings, and I won't reveal their identities because they did sign NDAs, but I got a DM that was like, Ariana performed today in a like pink outfit and a cowboy hat. This is like months ago.
Yeah.
Earlier in the summer. And so I also assumed it was going to be like a Blake Shelton duet country moment, but it was not.
It was Ariana.
Okay. And I also have a thought about Respect later that we can get into.
Okay.
But the episode starts and kind of the first like 10 minutes was like hyping up Ariana on the episode.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say that it's Ariana promo. Like
yes.
Everything. I mean, I guess that's part of it because she is the new judge. And mm-hmm. so like that's something to get really excited about. And like maybe this is the first time that there's someone of like Ariana's caliber in relation to like the fan base. Because I mean, I don't know if there's a fan base like Ariana's with the other three judges. I mean,
right.
I don't know. Have you ever met like a diehard Kelly Clarkson stan like the way we are? Like,
right.
But I don't know. So like maybe that's exciting. And like the judges were kind of like afraid about that. They were like, oh, Ariana's on the show. Like it's, we're in trouble. Like they said that verbatim.
Yeah. And I actually got a tweet. Someone tweeted me tonight saying that basically anyone who's on Ariana's team kind of has an advantage because all of her fans are going to vote for those people when we get to the voting portion of the show.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, the episode starts. It's like they're going through all of Ariana's stats. She has this many awards, this many streams. All the judges are like talking about what they love about her. So the whole beginning was like hyping her up as the new judge.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing I wanted to mention, what I said about Respect. So there was a God is a Woman perfume ad during
the show. Yeah.
And as I'm watching this, I'm the math meme, like the math is going on around me. And I'm just like realizing that so much promo for Ariana is happening and she's launching this beauty line and like there's probably going to be a commercial for that at some point and she's going to be able to use the voice to promote her beauty line. If she does start a new album cycle, she will also be using the voice to promote that. And then also it's interesting that they perform Respect because that movie is on being released by Universal, which is owned by NBC. So the Respect performance was kind of an ad for the Respect movie that is being promoted right now.
It's all promo all the time.
Literally so much going on.
Like when the God is a Woman perfume ad came on, I was just like, this is wild to like see her. I don't know. I've never seen an Ariana ad on TV before, but I'm also not like actively watching things like this, you know, or watching stuff with commercials. Like, oh my God, The Voice has so many commercials.
Yeah, it does.
It's just like, this is The Voice, boom. And then it's like, oh, 10 more commercials.
Like, so many commercials.
But just seeing that ad was like really cool because I've obviously seen it online, but just it being on TV, it's like, wow, she is global superstar.
Yeah.
Like icon.
Mm-hmm.
That she's going to the masses. Like, this is like, I don't know what the target audience of The Voice is, but it's like very much like, how do I say this? I don't know. I don't think it would be us.
I think we can say it. I think it's very like middle America.
Yeah, middle America, like family sitting down.
Yes, families.
To watch together. Like, this is the kind of stuff I would watch with my family. Like,
yeah.
I was watching American Idol with my family.
Same. I grew up on American Idol. I should have said that before, too.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with American Idol when I was younger.
Oh, trying to get your calls in. I would always be busy and you'd be like, oh, I got
to
vote.
Oh, my gosh. For the young people listening, we used to have to vote through phone calls. We couldn't vote on the internet yet.
You had a call and it would go busy. They'd be like, hang on, we want your voice to be, or your vote to be counted. And you would just, and I would stay up trying to get as many votes for, like, who was one that, I think I voted for Carrie Underwood. Fantasia. Oh my God. I started watching the second season, so I didn't see the first season with Kelly, but it's so fun seeing them interact.
Yeah. So should we get into the auditions?
Yes. You're going to have to like help me with those, but yeah.
We don't have to get too specific with each person because I'm sure we'll see more of them. But I think what was interesting to me was just like First of all, on The Voice, I'm sure people listening, you may have watched, but if you're unfamiliar, the judges all have to fight for the people to get them on their team. And then the teams are eventually going to be facing off. So Ariana has to like fight for people to get them on her team. So there's a lot of like banter between her and the judges, which I feel like,
do that, yeah. So like we've never seen her in this capacity, in my opinion,
right.
Like, and the last time she was on TV was forever ago on Nickelodeon. And then like now seeing her, I don't know, it's just so fun watching her interact with the judges and her like trying to fight for these people. And like at first, the first couple ones, she's kind of like a little bit reserved, but like as you can have seen in this second episode of the premiere, she's like fighting back a little bit more with people and like having more banter and like being like a lot more fearless. And I think you tweeted this, like everyone that she's turned for, it's like it's been very based on like the technical knowledge that she has and that she can help bring to those, to the group or to the soloists that are there, which isn't that's what I would expect from her.
Yeah.
But also there hasn't been anyone that has like, I keep waiting for like a super pop person, like someone that could be in the same lane as Ariana, but some of her picks have been interesting, honestly.
Yeah.
Like I've been like, when she picked that group tonight, the like father son group, I was like, I would have never thought that she would go for that, but it'll be interesting to see what she does with the rest of her teams. I don't know, maybe you know this, but do you know how many slots they each have on their team? Is it like,
I'm not 10? Sure.
Yeah, I haven't, we're not,
I looked up that we're going to be doing blind auditions for 3 weeks. So okay. That's a lot. But then I know I think people get weeded out pretty quickly in the next, they call it like knockout round, battle. Yep. There's battle rounds, knockout rounds. So we're going to be learning as we go because I'm not familiar with The Voice. But yeah, she also picked a country person.
Right.
Who was a fan of her, the girl with the ponytail. So she has had some interesting picks, but I know she has keep saying like, she will not turn for someone who's pitchy, or someone who's off key, or someone who's. There was a thing she said today that was like, I felt like the belt was a little off. So she's very picky with those things. And when she's fighting for people, she says, like, I'm going to get your voice to be as healthy as possible. I'm going to give you a career. That's also something interesting because I don't feel that a lot of people on The Voice have really gone. We can be honest.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, okay, like I can only maybe name 3 or 4 winners of American Idol, and that's about it when it comes to singing competition shows. And granted, I'm not in that realm. It's not like whatever, but like I wouldn't be able to tell you anyone that has won The Voice. And like maybe I might have heard their song, but I wouldn't have known that they're gonna come from The Voice. And so like, if Ariana's team does win or some of her people make it very far, I think that we will know those people's names. I mean,
right.
I know that we will because like we're going to support those people. But yeah, going back to what you were saying about like how she's very technical, it kind of reminded me of like when she gave us that glimpse into her recording positions with the like the back or like in the studio, like the behind the scenes, and like it really started to like open up like the viewpoint that like she is a true artist.
Yes.
Like she has her hand in every aspect of it, so she does really know what she's talking about. Like she really does, and like you can see that online, and you can see that how she's talking, and it will even be able to see it further as she's coaching these people. And like seeing like the before, like from the audition to where they end up will be amazing. And we're just going to get so much content out of it.
Yeah. No, it was interesting. I think it was on yesterday's episode. She said something like, I've only been in the business technically for 10 years, but I fit a lot in 10 years,
right.
Which is so true, even though the other judges are technically have more years under their belt. But Ariana arguably is perhaps the most accomplished out of the four. So it will be interesting that she can kind of really position herself as this like expert in the industry. And I am really interested. Someone tweeted me that Kelly, I guess, on her seasons of The Voice is really good at like helping people improve, and you really see them improve. So I'm curious how Ariana will be helping people with that.
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine right now. We got 4 more episodes of blind auditions, I guess, which I didn't realize, but
it's a lot.
Yeah. So apparently the teams will be pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you want to keep talking about the performances, I'm like coming off the high of seeing the last performance. So like I kind of had spoiled it for myself because they posted it. I like followed The Voice on Twitter and they posted the full Jiminy, I think her name, singing POV, and the rendition of it was just like so unique, so pretty, and very ballsy of her to sing very recent record of Ariana's, like in front of Ariana. Like, I mean, they mentioned that on the show, but I thought it was so, so good, and also so surprising that she didn't pick Ariana.
I know.
I was like,
very surprising.
What? Like, I don't know. Like, what did you think of that kind of take? Like, I want to go like see if that's on Spotify and listen to that, because POV is probably my favorite song off of Positions. So,
I loved it. Loved Jiminy's cover. I also loved watching Ariana's reaction to it. Ariana,
oh yes, so cute. Her reaction.
She was truly shocked and like stunned.
She like tried to get off the chair and then she's like, "Wait, I can't do that." And like her hands over her face the whole time.
Yeah. I loved that Jiminy really made it her own. So beautiful and so shocking she picked Kelly. That was crazy.
Crazy to me. So yeah, insane. But I can kind of see it because Ariana is a powerhouse vocalist, but also Kelly is really too. I mean, think of Since You've Been Gone and all of those songs. Like and maybe Jiminy's voice lines up better with that, but I mean it's tit for tat. Like it's not she'll do good with Kelly. At least it wasn't with Blake. Oh, can we talk about the Blake hate that Ariana has been posting on her Instagram, like that Mean Girls clip? I was like, she would. So funny. There's like a throwback to Thank You Next era too, like bringing back those like movie references. But it's like the interaction between her and Blake is so fun to me. And I kind of love that they have this kind of like duel.
Yeah.
I just love it. It's just really fun. I'm going to say this a million times. It's really fun watching her do something like this, because we don't really have like content of her just like being her. And it's she's on a reality TV show.
Basically,
what it is. Like she's played a character, or she played Kat on Nickelodeon, and then like we've seen her bits and pieces in documentaries and stuff. But like we're getting 2 hours every Monday and Tuesday of like Ariana being Ariana, trying to like be this coach and like talking about what she loves and what she does. So I just, it's so fun. Like just sitting on the couch, I'm like, what is she going to do? I'm really enjoying it. Got my roommate into it. I really like this show. And I was like, yeah, well, we're going to be watching it every week, Monday and Tuesday, 8/7 Central.
No, literally, I think we're really seeing the skills she has as like from theater, like being able to improv, like doing the banter, like also like her comedy, even like being on Nickelodeon, being funny. Like it takes a lot of skill to be on camera and like have something to say all the time and be able to make it look easy and funny.
And she's impressing me too, because part of me was just like, is she going to be able to keep up with, they're all humongous personalities.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say she's a humongous personality, but she's like very quirky, but shy, like super cute and has a lot to say and will also snap back at you too. But like the way that she delivers it is kind of just like, oh, you know, like she's not like yelling or screaming and like being obnoxious like Blake Shelton walking around. like, I'm the winner and all this stuff. But
yeah. Yeah, also, she's had some boss moments. What were you going to say?
I made a note. I was like, what does Carson Daly do on this show? Like, he's literally stands in the back and thinking, he's like, come on, Ariana. Like, and then it cuts away. And I'm like,
been thinking the same thing, Daniel. And I wanted to tweet something, but I feel like it would be too mean, but we can say it on the podcast. Literally, it's so weird. He doesn't do anything except his reactions off stage.
It's literally like they should just have him like as a reaction cam. Like, he's standing over off stage and like trying to comfort the like one parent or guardian that happens to be there. The rest of them are on Zoom. And maybe it's because of COVID and like he used to have like, because I remember seasons when he was hosting, he would like be out on stage and doing this and doing that and like whatever, but I think it's different because of that, and they like limit that.
Okay.
But it's just funny that they cut to him and he's just like, come on, Blake. Come on, Kelly. Like, just literally like, what are they doing? Relax. I'm just like, we don't really need that.
Yeah, because like the judges are doing the like, so who are you going to pick? And like doing the hosting stuff themselves.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Maybe. Okay, yeah. If I remember correctly, Carson will come out on stage and kind of like direct the judges' conversations.
I see.
And now he's not doing that, I guess. Off I don't stage. Know why.
Maybe he'll be more involved later.
It's just funny.
It's just weird.
It is weird. I mean, I guess, does he? No, I haven't really seen him in any of the like little vignette interviews that they do with the families and stuff. You can kind of know who's going to make it based on how long the little interview is.
Right.
When they send a camera crew back to Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
They're probably going through.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, who is your favorite right now on Ariana's team?
I'm trying to think. No one
that stands out for me right now. I think it's that one guy who is a nurse that sang.
Oh, yeah.
He was good. It'll be interesting to see what she does with that, like, folk father and son duo. I don't really remember the rest. Oh, there's the blonde, tall blonde girl with that. She had the ponytail.
Mm-hmm. And then that first older woman, she's like 30 something.
Yeah. I need to find a spreadsheet and keep track of these.
We do need a spreadsheet. Yeah. It's everyone mixes together.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Ariana, like, she'll tweet at the end of the night, or she did the first night. She was like, so happy that these people are on my team. And then, you know, everyone goes to follow them. But nice. we'll wait for her cue.
Yeah, I feel like as it goes on, we'll see who the front runners are. But now it's just so many people; it's hard to keep track. And definitely the closing, Jiminy, was very
memorable.
Memorable, yeah.
But not on Team Ari. also, when one of the things I wrote down is. When I think it was Kelly saying that like she had Celine Dion type lungs, and then Ariana was like touching her while she was like, oh, hear that, guys?
Yeah, just, it was like, so funny.
So cute. And then she like tripped at the end. I don't know if you saw her.
And she's wearing slippers.
Of course she would be. Of course she would be. I wonder if like the next week they'll be in different outfits, or like how the filming works. Like, if that's all we have with that, because we've seen other promotional looks of hers from The Voice. So I wonder, or if they're just like in the same thing for all of that. But
yeah, I would guess that next week they'd be in different outfits. I think it's filmed kind of just like a regular like 9 to 5 work day. They start early in the morning. So I would guess that like maybe this was like a full day just spread out into 2 episodes.
And like, do you think that we'll get like a coach's song every week?
That's the question. I don't know.
Because that means like more Ariana songs.
Yeah.
And like I'll go listen to that again. I mean, I'm sure NBC is selling all that stuff on iTunes or something.
Yeah.
And you can like buy these renditions of these people's songs that they're singing. But that's like so exciting. Like it's like new music, even though it's probably just covers.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember Christina Aguilera, because I wouldn't watch the show, but I would like the blind auditions would pop up on my YouTube and I would just watch them, like, because sometimes you need a good cry and the whole backstory and everything. And when they make it and they're like, and the parents are like happy. And I remember Christina one time, someone was singing a Christina song and then she like grabbed a mic and sang it the rest of the way with them.
Oh,
and it was like such
wow.
a sweet moment. Or they sang it after she had picked him or picked Christina as her judge. But yeah, like I was like hoping that could happen with Ariana and POV, but it wouldn't have worked. It could have worked. She could have done it. She could have done it.
There's definitely a lot of feel-good moments on the show.
It's a very feel-good family.
Yes.
TV, like, pull up the popcorn.
Yes. Which was also a comedy moment for Ariana when she went to get her snack with John Legend.
Yeah. They're, like, really putting a lot of – she gets the most camera time. Like, and then she did that, like, social media tour of, like, the studio. And then I like love hearing all her little interviews at the end of it, of like what she had to say. And like, she's very nice. She's very nice to everyone. I mean, but she also is not afraid to be like pitchy. Like you said, like, oh, this was a little bit pitchy, or you're a little bit too young. You need to like grow into this, come back in a year. I don't know if she necessarily said that, but yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's fun and it's really good. Watch and hear.
Yeah. Well, any other final thoughts before we wrap our recap?
Well, here's one final thought. Okay. I like whenever she hits the button.
Yes.
I like, and she turns around. It's just like the faces that she makes, like as she's coming around, is just, it sends me, because I'm like, what is she gonna look like? And then she's like, oh, and this and whatever, and like she's just smiling. She's just so happy to have turned around. And yeah, I don't know. I just think it's like super cute. I'm just gushing over how she looks now.
I know. I do think, and we talked about her crazy outfit earlier, but we are getting, I feel like we're going to be getting a lot of looks and a lot of her new style evolution through this show.
Yeah. Ponytail is a little bit lower and a lot shorter. We will see.
No more sweatshirts.
Yeah, she's really entering into, she is entering into a new
high fashion
editorial era.
Yes.
And we can't wait to see it. It'll be fun to see how this goes. Like, this is just the beginning of it, and like, you know that they drag these seasons out for as long as they can.
Yeah.
So we'll probably be chatting about this until January or something. Like, oh my god, what's a combined weeks into it? Okay, this is our monthly recap of the
boys. Yeah,
but yeah,
it will be interesting. It'll be interesting to see Ariana's impact, if someone on her team does really make it and have a long career. And also, the ratings did come out. The Voice did beat Dancing with the Stars. That's going to be kind of the ratings battle between NBC and ABC. So Ariana did impact that.
Also, she just tweeted what was in the little box. If you want to, she wrote,
oh yeah,
I can just read it. It says, "Dear Team Ariana, thank you so much for choosing me. I cannot begin to articulate how much I adore you all and how much I believe in each of you. You're talented beyond imagination. I can't believe I get to work with you all. I'm obviously new to all of this. So thank you for also making me feel like I'm actually doing anything right, for believing in me too. I hate these battle rounds so much, and I'm so far too emotional of a human for this type of thing. So I just wanted you to know that whatever happens next on the show, I will be intently keeping my eyes on and supporting you all always from here on out." We know that she would do that. She's going to fall in love with these people.
I know.
And I know in my soul that this is only, and then it's covered up by the plant. But I cannot wait to cheer you on always, your coach and friend, Ari.
Oh, so sweet. Yeah, we didn't talk about the lunch boxes that she's been giving everyone.
I want one.
I know, right? She's giving everyone.
She'll probably sell them.
Yeah, they really should. Lunch boxes full of like tea and like lozenges and things that are good for your voice.
Yeah, like things to keep your voice healthy.
Very on brand, because she's really establishing herself as like the vocal expert.
And then meanwhile, Blake over here has people pointing at like a selfie cam. And then It's interesting that John and Kelly both have like jackets or some sort of garment. So Ariana took a completely different approach. Yeah. She was like, you guys better rest up these vocals because we have to go kick some ass.
Yeah.
So she also tweeted her the people that joined the her team.
Ooh, okay. Let's see.
Cute. Oh, that guy's name was Vaughn. And then Catherine. And then Siobhan. I guess some people don't have Twitter, so she didn't tag all
right,
of them.
Right, right. Okay, I need to follow everyone.
Yay, exciting. Well, this was fun. I can't wait for more to watch how this progress. And to chat more.
Yeah, and let us know if you want more recaps, if you want us to discuss more. We can get deeper in the future on the individual contestants as we get to know them more.
Yeah, as we get to know them more, I think that we can invest a little bit more time into who these actual people are. We can pick our favorites and then we can battle it out.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Daniel. We have a little late night podcast. I really appreciate it.
No worry. So good to see you and thank you for having me.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.